Big finish event right now at Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. And I know a lot of you are just like me, and you wait to the last minute to do your shopping. Well, come to Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep in Heber Springs. We're low pressured. Even if you're not ready to buy this week, we're still going to treat you right, and we're going to show you what it's going to take to get in the vehicle of your dreams. Remember, for the largest selection in the state of Arkansas, and of course, Arkansas's number one Ram dealer, you want to come see us in Heber Springs or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com.
Carter's Hardware, celebrating 20 years of serving Fairfield Bay and Shirley. Here at Carter's, we have all your plumbing, electrical, and paint needs, as well as sharpening chainsaw chains, making keys, rent rug doctor machines, and we are your UPS shipping headquarters. Carter's Hardware, Quell Creek Shopping Center, Highway 16 between Fairfield Bay and Shirley. Celebrating 20 years of serving Fairfield Bay and Shirley. Carter's Hardware.
Back with the 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament Championship game as we begin the second quarter, Dale. Evenly matched. Number one seed is Mount Vernonola. Number two seed, Quitman. And I mean, they have been battling out. The score is 6-8, and that is Quitman leading right now. Quitman has 9 team fouls with Mount Vernon only 4.
And they get the ball first. A good pass inside and a shot by Nicky Hooten up and good off the board.
So they extend that lead. It's a 4-point advantage, but Mount Vernon and Nola now will take over.
They set up offensively, and they still have not really got in a good rhythm. And again, as a good point you made, you have to give the defense for Quitman a lot of credit for disrupting their motion on offense. There's a reach-in foul will be charged as they try to get the ball underneath, and that will be against Savannah Henry, who picks up.
One thing can be said about the fouls, too. You know, Quitman is leading with fouls 10-4. Mount Vernon having 4. The score is 10-6. It almost like Quitman is giving up a foul to stop a score, but that will get them in foul trouble. So let's see how that plays out a little bit later on in this game.
First free throw is up. It's good. Second one also good. So Gracie Ellis is 5 out of 6 at the free throw line, and we take the ball the other way back to a 2-point game. We've traded baskets here in the second quarter, and the Lady Bulldogs will take over. Riley Hooten with it. Pass left side now to Garzo. Back to the top. That's Henry. Right side. Wing jumper up. 3-pointer good by Maggie Webb.
She has got a sweet spot right there. She knows exactly where that 3-point can go, and they left her open on that one.
It will be Woodruff with the basketball. Still with a dribble. Double teamed, and in fact will be fouled. That will be the second very quickly on Savannah Henry.
And that makes team foul number 11 for Quitman. As I said, this is what the difference is. You get a little aggressive on the defense, and you foul, you stop the shot. Maybe they're not making the free throws, but it'll cost you down the line.
So this will be the first free throws for Kenzie Woodruff, and the first one is no good. She'll shoot another one now with 6:40 to play in the first half. Second free throw on the way now coming for Woodruff. It's up. It's no good. And the rebound comes out to Quitman. That's Hooten, Nikki Hooten. She kicks it out to the wing, gets it back, shot up. It's blocked, and in fact, they call a jump ball. Possession error will send it the other way. Mount Vernon and Nola will take over.
Evenly matched, as we said. They have just been a great team. That's why you're seeing both teams have been just great, but that's why you're seeing such a low a score. The defense have just been phenomenal.
And it's down court against some full court pressure. They try to work the ball underneath. Had Hardy open for just a moment, but the pass is broken up and knocked out of bounds, and it will be Lady Warhawks basketball underneath their own basket.
6:24. Quitman is leading 13. This championship Greers Ferry Lake Classic basketball game.
McIntyre hands off now to Ellis. Ellis underneath Hardy, shot up off the board, or the edge of the board, actually. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul, and Hardy will go to the free throw line.
Some vital statistics here. We've got both teams have 4 timeouts left, and right now Mount Vernon Nola is in the double bonus. Quitman has 10 fouls. Mount Vernon Nola only 4 team fouls.
First free throw by Hardy is no good. And other than Ellis, Mount Vernon Enola struggling a little at the free throw line. That's 0-for-3 right now for Kendall Hardy. And the next free throw on the way, it's up, and it is good. 13-9, it's a four-point game. Quitman with the lead and the basketball. They have possession. Pass goes to the left wing. Three-point shot. That's off the backboard. Bank shot by Garzo, and it's good.
Their threes have really lit it up. This is kind of opening up the lead for Quitman right now. Mount Vernon Nolan knows a little desperation here. They've got to get on the board.
Yeah, they need to get some offensive flow going before the half. This time, though, they lose it. Another turnover for Mount Vernon Enola, and Quitman comes up with it. So a big momentum swing after they get a three-point basket. They get a stop and get the ball back. Underneath, Rackley shot up. It's no good, but she will shoot a couple of free throws. That foul was charged on Dixie Sherrill, who picks up her third foul.
Dixie Sherrill traded a foul to stop the shot. And, again, that's where these key players, if they get in foul trouble, it can change the whole game down the line. But right now, 16-9 with 5:34 left in this game. It's now 17.
Rackley puts the first one up and in. Another free throw coming.
Quitman is leading Mount Vernon Enola with 5:34 left of this second quarter.
Second free throw is also good. So Reagan Rackley hits a pair to double the score. 18-9, as it will be Mount Vernon Enola with the basketball. It will be Woodruff. Woodruff takes it to the right wing. Gets it to Ellis. Ellis looking inside to Hardy. Turnaround jumper up off the glass. Good.
Hardy wanted that ball. She says, get it to me. She just, when she came down, and she's taking it to him. She's picking up her game right now.
Well, that maybe that will get a little spark for the offense for Mount Vernon Enola. Right now, though, Quitman has a momentum kind of in their favor, and they work it down court quickly. Ball at the top of the key, around to the right wing, looking inside, nothing there. Now back to Webb. Maggie kicks it to the left side, back out to the top, and an open three-pointer on the wing. That one is good by Nikki Hooten.
I tell you, the 3 points are just lighting up for Quitman. They are moving the lead by those threes right now. Now, Mount Vernon Enola is going to have to make some adjustments to get caught up.
Kinsey Woodruff drives inside, puts the shot up, a short jumper, good for Woodruff.
Nobody was challenging that shot. Kind of surprised she drove up and they just let her shoot.
Timeout call. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more in 60 seconds.
Do you want fantastic food at a fantastic price? Then go to Max Place in Greers Ferry. Their food is simply incredible. Max Place has the best barbecue, pizza, sandwiches, fish, and ribs anywhere around. Go once, and you'll never want to stop. Because at Max, food taste and quality are the number one priorities. Max Place at Greer's Ferry. The best food anywhere around.
Hey folks, Sean Gorham here for Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC in Heber Springs, where it has all came down to 6 days. 6 days left in 2016 to either make it or break it. Simply put, we must sell 30 cars in 6 days or lose thousands in depreciation and factory money. New vehicles will be sold below employee pricing. Pre-owned vehicles will sell below NADA values. Go to PeytonAuto.com to take advantage of these savings right now. That's Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC in Heber Springs.
We're back. We're back. 4 minutes and 16 seconds left of this game for the half, and we'll pick it up with Dale.
Savannah Henry puts up a short jumper, and it is good to make it back to a 10-point game, 23-13. Mount Vernon Enola, though, pushing the ball down the floor. Pass goes to the left side. It is off the fingertips and out of bounds of Kinsey Woodruff. And like I said, they have not looked smooth on offense, and a lot of that is because of that aggressive defense by the Lady Bulldogs.
And Mount Vernon Enola look like they're getting their head down a little bit, and I see Hardy cheering them on. It says, girls, let's get going.
So here we go. Quitman takes over. Henry has it. Pass left side, Garzo drives, lays it up and in, pretty much, Bob, uncontested.
Right around. They were flat-footed there. Mount Vernon Enola is going to have to step it up a little bit.
Shot up on the other end. It's no good. Rebound Quitman. Lady Bulldogs beginning to really put some distance between them and Mount Vernon and Enola here in this first half. Left side, that goes to Henry in the corner now. Baseline jumper. That one is up and good for Maggie Webb. Everything is falling for the Lady Bulldogs.
They are hot here. They have just been draining it here.
Oh, here we go. It's back to action with Mount Vernon and Enola with the offensive possession. Drive in the paint. Shot up. And a double dribble called and another turnover for Mount Vernon and Enola.
Got some substitution going in here for Mount Vernon and Enola. The coach is really concerned that they may have this game slipping away from them right now. Mount Vernon and Enola is 13 with Quitman leading with 27, just under 3 minutes left of this half.
It will be Quitman with the basketball. Pass goes underneath, shot up. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll have a couple of free throws coming. That will be Lily Holland at the free throw line.
That's her first foul.
That foul was charged on Kelsey McIntyre. First free throw is up, and it's good. Second free throw coming now. It's up, and it's no good. Off the mark, and Mount Vernon and Enola gets the rebound. And they will take over into the front court, still with the dribble. That's Cheryl. Cheryl drives inside. Her pass is slapped away, and Quitman comes up with it. Pass goes to the left side, and a traveling call. Quitman will turn it over on the travel call, and we will have a timeout, and we'll take it with them. We will back. Oh, I'm sorry. It was not a timeout. I got confused.
Oh, I guess so. Okay, they're bringing it back in.
Inbound pass, and a foul is made, and it will be, let's see who that is charged on. We will have some free throws coming, of course, in the bonus. Double bonus, as a matter of fact.
That was charged to, I'm sorry, who was it charged to?
That was charged on Lily Holland, picks up her first foul.
Mount Vernon Nolan's not even standing in on the blocks there for this free throw. The coach is having a quick meeting with his other four players.
Well, Gracie Ellis has been pretty automatic at the free throw line, and the second one is up. It is good also. So.
He knew what he knew, I guess. He even says she's going to drill him. You girls get down here, let's talk. So let's see how this defense changes. With Mount Vernon Enola, adjustments going to be made against Quitman. Quitman leading 28-15 with 2:21 left of this half.
Pass goes to the left wing in the corner. Open three-point shot, and that is perfect for Aspen Johnson.
I'm telling you, they are hitting threes all over the court. Quitman is on fire at the three.
Mount Vernon Enola will push it down the floor, and that's where they really need to make some adjustments is on the offensive end. Three-point shot up. That one will not go for Dixie Cheryl. Rebound out of bounds and touch last by Quitman, so Mount Vernon Enola will get the ball back. Inbound pass is made, and it is thrown away. Pass underneath is picked off, and Quitman will take over with under 2 minutes to play in the first half. And again, it is 31-15, our score. Three-point shot on the other end by Garzo is good.
Unbelievable. Quitman is hitting threes. Everybody's hitting a three here. It's just they're just on fire.
Shot up on the other end. That was a good drive inside and a basket for Kenzie Woodruff.
Kenzie Woodruff's trying to slow down this momentum they've got. She just took the ball in her own hands and took it down for a layup.
Three-point shot. That one is off the mark, and the rebound for Mount Vernon Enola. But that's what they've got to do. They've got to get a stop or two and then score on the other end, which they did just now. Shot up underneath. It is blocked, and a jump ball is called, and the possession error goes to Quitman. Boy, when it's going wrong, it all goes wrong.
Well, she was going down. She didn't even pass. She was going to go down for another layup, but there's traffic there that time, and she got blocked.
Well, we're down to the one-minute mark left in this first half, and here we go. Pass to the right wing. Johnson takes it. Hands back out to the top now. They're rotating a player in the paint, but they're going to hold the basketball as we're under a minute to play. They want to milk it down and get a final shot. They already have a 17-point lead, 34-17 our score. And they're trying to make sure they go in with at least that much, if not more. Johnson has it. Johnson picks up her dribble back to the top. Now, with 31 seconds, we have a reach-in foul that will be charged against Mount Vernon Enola. That will be the second foul on McIntyre. And it will be at the free throw line. That will be Aspen Johnson. First free throw up. It's good.
The thing you say about Quitman, they have really hit their shots on the free throw. They've hit the 3 points like nobody's business.
Second free throw on the way. It's also good. So Johnson hits a pair, but Mount Vernon Enola will get the ball back. It will be after a timeout, though. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more of our coverage of the Grizzly Lake Classic in 30 seconds.
Hey, folks, Sean Gorham here for Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC in Heber Springs, where it has all came down to 6 days. 6 days left in 2016 to either make it or break it. Simply put, we must sell 30 cars in 6 days or lose thousands in depreciation and factory money. New vehicles will be sold below employee pricing. Pre-owned vehicles will sell below NADA values. Go to PeytonAuto.com to take advantage of these savings right now. That's Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC in Heber Springs.
Back with the 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament. We have 30 seconds left of this first half, 36-17, Quitman leading Mount Vernon Enola.
And Mount Vernon Enola must get a score here to try to at least take a little bit of something to make them feel good into the dressing room. They're down to 14 seconds now, and here we go, 10 seconds. Ball goes to the right side, and it's out of bounds. And back to Quitman.
Just can't get it together. I tell you, there's going to be a little adjustment coming into the locker room for Mount Vernon Enola.
Drive all the way to the hoop. Shot up. It's no good. But Garzo will be fouled and go to the free throw line. And she will shoot a pair already with 8 points here in this first half. Coming in off the bench for Quitman.
3 seconds left on the clock for this first half. And she makes it.
Free throw up. First one is good. I had looked down, so that's why I was needing some help there.
Quitman is leading 37-17. They got a 20-point lead.
Second free throw is up. It's good.
21-point lead.
2 seconds now. Half-court shot. It's close, but no cigar. The final score at the end of the first half will be Quitman 38, Mount Vernon Enola 17. I'll be back to recap this one in 1 minute.
Get ready for family entertaining and find what you need at Family Market in Greers Ferry. USDA fresh ground beef in the meat department is just $1.49 per pound. USDA boneless center cut pork chops are just $1.69 per pound. And Bar-S meat franks in the 12-ounce package are only 99 cents each. Their bakery has special order cakes for all occasions. And you'll also find all the meats and cheeses you need to create a party platter. Shop Family Market in Greers Ferry.
Today, with all the hype from the big city car dealers, it's easy to forget a hometown dealer still exists. At Smith Ford and Conway, we're proud to be Central Arkansas's Ford dealer with a hometown touch for over 100 years. We're also proud to feature America's number one selling truck, the Ford F-150, as well as the Ford Explorer and the Ford Focus with up to 40 miles per gallon highway. At Smith Ford, we still do business with a handshake and a smile. Smith Ford and Conway, still your hometown dealer.
Nyaz Scrap Metal at Newport would like to take this time to say good luck to all the teams in this year's Greers Ferry Lake Classic. As we come to the close of another year, Nyaz Scrap Metal thanks you for your support throughout this past year and hopes you have a safe and happy holiday season. For all your recycling needs, they pay top prices for any type of metal, aluminum, copper, or car bodies. Call Jason Walker at 870-523-3858 for Nyaz Scrap Metal at Newport.
At First Security, our team is proud to be only in Arkansas. In fact, we've been committed to our home state since 1932. Why does that matter? Banking with First Security means that you get friendly service from local professionals right where you live. Decisions are made here, and so are relationships. From personal banking to business to mortgage, First Security is here for you. First Security, only in Arkansas. FSBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, we welcome you back as we continue our coverage. Let me give you a quick recap. We are at halftime here, and the score is 38-17. Quitman with a commanding lead here at halftime over Mount Vernon. Enola.